This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari saying this morning, with a broken heart, we are with the families of Ori Danino, Alex Lobanov, Almog Sarusi, Hirsch Goldberg Poland, Carmel Gott, and Eden Yerushalmi. May their memory be blessed. A few hours ago, we informed the families that the bodies of their loved ones were located by the IDF in an underground tunnel in Rafah. The military said all six had been killed shortly before they were to be rescued by Israeli forces. In a separate development, gunmen shot and killed two people and wounded a third when they opened fire on a vehicle in the occupied West Bank. Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a multi-day campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus. The vaccination started a day before the large-scale rollout and limited pauses in the fighting agreed to by Israel and the UN World Health Organization. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the latest Russian airstrike in Ukraine.
Five people have been killed by Russian shelling in the Ukrainian town of Khasiv Yar as Moscow's troops push ahead in eastern Donetsk. Its regional governor said the shells struck a high-rise building and a private home. He urged the last remaining residents in the frontline town to leave, which had a pre-war population of 12,000. Authorities say a further two people have been killed by Russian strikes in the Kharkiv region. One victim was pulled from the rubble of a house, while a second died of her wounds while being transported to a hospital. Meanwhile, Russia's Ministry of Defense has said it's captured the town of Pivnichne, also in Ukraine's Donetsk region. I'm Lawrence Brooks.